I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
But we are very delighted and honored to have our president of the Rochester Chamber of Commerce, Bob Duffy, on the line with us. Good morning.
Morning, Terry. Good morning, House. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, yes. TJ is here with us as well. Bob, you know, I texted
I texted you on
Wednesday night. My wife said, you know, you should get Bob Duffy on the big day on Friday. So at 9:30, I'm texting you and I'm wondering if it's too late to text you or you asleep, because I wanted to get you on today. I know this is the busiest day that you've had in quite a while. It must feel good to know that we are among the first in the state who are tiptoeing into phase one. How does it feel?
Well, I think we're thrilled, and a lot of people should be very proud that we reached this point. It's not been easy. We've had a couple of spikes in the last few days of hospitalizations and infections in both Monroe and Ontario County, which really put us close to the that threshold for numbers. But I would say just overall, it is a lot of work. I think asked a lot of people from elected officials down to everyday citizens just kind of following the guidelines. The Buffalo and Western New York, they're not open. Syracuse got announced yesterday. I'm sure they're thrilled, but a lot of other counties and a lot of other areas of New York State aren't open. So at least we start the phase one, which started at 12:01 a.m. this morning. For manufacturing, construction, and the other non-essential, most retail, not malls, but the light retail, curbside pickup. There's a great website on the New York State website. I think it's newyorkforward.gov that has all the guidelines, stipulations. But for the first day, it's going to be great. We're on a very busy day today. I'm actually at a webinar with County Executive Dr. Mike Mendoza this morning. But just to answer your question, we are thrilled.
Real quick, then, we won't tie you up too long. I have a little question about this curbside delivery. If I want to, say I'm ordering a new couch today, do I have to go and pick it up at the store? Can the furniture store deliver and they can, in fact, come into the house and set it up?
That's a great question. I do believe that it says light retail, so I'd have to, the guidelines have been checked. I don't think you want them to leave it at your front door and you carry it in, because it's probably going to be a little more difficult. But I would double check that, because we really, people ask some great questions. And I would go on that website and look. There's, like with real estate, there's concerns that people have, others coming into their house. There are some deliveries. I mean, the essential businesses, I think, are okay. But in terms of some of the furniture, that could be, I think it's going to be okay, but it might fall into guidelines. I don't have those in front of me, but I will check when I get in, and I would urge you to do the same thing. And any questions, give us a call. We get a lot of questions every day, and even people that work for the state don't have all the answers. They try and seek those, because we're in uncharted territory right now, and a lot of people are going through these things. And, for people listening who are frustrated, I do believe with the best of intentions, the state is trying to keep everybody healthy. The governor has been focused on the public health data. That is the key. And, we get some nice emails and calls. We get some hate mail, but I understand the frustration. And I just understand, people who are losing money, who are frustrated. But the good thing is we're rounding third base, even though baseball is not open yet. And we are really heading toward home. So I think if we can keep going, and I want to urge everybody, it's not a time where we throw our hands up and all of a sudden put the guidelines to the side. No, if these numbers go up, things can back off. We want to get to other phases down the road. So, it's the masks where you need them. It's the social distancing, the hand hygiene, disinfecting. being careful. And whatever opens up, we're urging businesses, if you can keep your workforce, all or part of it, working remotely, please do so. And all of us today, I think with the exception of TJ, we're working remotely. And so that is a good thing. We can still do our jobs, but by doing that, we really keep the density very, very low, and hopefully the opportunity for reinfection very low as well.
Great. Again, it's not a green light. We're just tiptoeing into this whole thing. This would be a 2-week process, as I understand it, Bob, and now we'll see what happens from there, correct?
That is correct. You know, there's a call last night with some of our state leaders. One of the things that comes up when people predict, oh, no, phase two starts June 1st or May 25th, please don't predict phase two. Phase two will be announced when the governor gets ready to announce it. It'll be based on the numbers. We're going to work very hard to make sure those infection rates and hospitalization rates stay as low as we possibly can keep them, although the more we test, the more cases we find. But those phases will be announced by him, and I think sometimes people are taking liberty if a person on a press conference makes a comment. I think they're taking it, running with it. There are pretty strict guidelines, and we just saw the news yesterday. A bar in Lockport just had their liquor license revoked by the state for operating outside the guidelines. We don't want anybody to suffer enforcement, suffer more economic hardships. Just follow the rules, and if they have a question, ask. We don't have the answers off the bat sometimes, but we can get the best answer possible if you give us just a few hours to seek that. So our Chamber of Commerce website, go on, hit us with an email. We want to help. We know sometimes it's confusing. Sometimes there's a lot of things coming at you, but please call. We'll get you the best information we can as soon as we possibly can.
Well, I know this is going to be at least a 15-hour day for you, so thank you so much, Bob Duffy, for giving us, you know, a portion of it and for clearing up things. And it's so important to remember, you said we had a little spike in Monroe County, a little spike in Ontario, and that did, you know, begin to question whether or not we're able to reopen. So everybody needs to hang on to that and remember we've got to be careful. Thank you so, so much. We appreciate it. You stay healthy.
Well, Sherry House, DJ, you guys stay healthy, and the other people out there, the same thing. This is the first step. We want to hit the other phases, too. In closing, I would say this. The virus is not leaving. It does not go on vacation. It is here. There is no vaccine, so it's not going to go away with warm weather. It's not going to go away in cold weather. So the things we're doing now are really important to keep up, and, you know, it's a horrible disease. I don't want it. None of us have it. House, you got in touch with it, and we're so lucky to have you back doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Yep.
But some of the cases I've read about are just, they're horrifying. And not only our older citizens, but also children. So let's just be vigilant, be careful, be healthy, and we'll get through all the stages eventually.
All right, don't be late for that meeting, Bob.
I won't. All right, guys.
We appreciate your time, Lieutenant Governor and our President of the Chamber of Commerce, Bob Duffy, on the B.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.